When winter arrives, you might think that cycling season is over and start to count down the days until you can dust off your bike and head out on that first ride of spring. But whoever said you have to wait until spring? Today, winter biking has become a fully fledged pastime with its own equipment, special clothing, and competitions. In fact, it's estimated that 10 to 15% of bikers cycle all year round. The increased popularity of winter cycling can mostly be attributed to the creation of the mountain bike and its subsequent imitations. Equipped with their more sturdy bicycles, nothing seems to stop the new breed of winter cyclists, particularly in snowier climates such as Minnesota. The attraction? Street parking is free. Gas prices do not apply. In inclement weather, two wheels and pedals can be faster for getting around a city than a car stuck in a traffic jam. And for me personally, the peace and solitude of an early morning ride through a light January snow is something that I would never give up. Regardless of the weather, you benefit greatly by riding a bike more. Instead of sedentary transport by car, the very act of going from place to place by bike gets your heart pumping, legs turning, and the calories burning. The most important aspect of cold weather riding is clothing. It's also the area where most first-time riders make mistakes. Since it is freezing cold outside, you tend to assume you need a ton of clothes. Wrong. Your body produces plenty of heat when riding, so you can actually become too hot and sweaty. When stopped for things such as traffic lights, all that extra heat dissipates quickly in a cold breeze and can leave you wet and shivering. The key is to wear just enough clothes to be slightly cold when you start pedaling. The first few minutes may be chilly, but your body produces a vast amount of heat when riding a bike, so you'll warm up quickly. Besides this, your head is prone to getting chilled and losing large amounts of body heat, and it's also near impossible to warm up again just with physical activity. A woolen cap is sufficient for most days. Just make sure the cap you wear is thin enough to fit under your helmet. It may even be a good idea to wear ski goggles. But, for all its popularity, there's a downside to winter cycling. The chain, gears, and brakes accumulate mud and snow as you ride, which can cause rust and damage to the metal components. For this reason, many winter cyclists use an older bike. An exciting, more recent development are bikes with internal chains, which are made by a number of companies. These are outfitted with a fully enclosed chain cover, protecting it from the elements. With bicycle chains covered, cyclists would need to clean and oil their chains only once every 6 months instead of once a week. By keeping on top of your bike's maintenance, you can minimize the number of mishaps you may have when out riding. The last thing you want is to find yourself stranded at the side of the road in the freezing cold. And a word on safety. I would advise all cyclists to take a taxi or bus when it's snowing heavily, not because conditions are too arduous for bicycles, but because I believe winter bikers can't have complete confidence in drivers on days of reduced visibility. Many metropolitan trains and public buses allow bikes, letting riders surrender on the worst days and hop a ride home. It also tends to get dark earlier in winter, so bright flashing lights on the front and back of your bike will help motorists notice you from farther away when the light is fading. So, if you dress right, use lights, and maybe add thicker winter tires for extra grip on icy roads, riding in the bleak months can be highly rewarding.
Now listen again.